Welcome, 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 welcome back to Unveiled by Grace, where we discover truth, healing, and purpose through the Word of God. And I am your host, your brother, David. And today, on this beautiful Monday morning, we're diving into a message that's going to stir. It's going to stir your faith and awaken your obedience. Hallelujah. Family, this is a prophetic season. A season of movement. A season where God is saying, it's time to take the step. Hallelujah. So today's message is, when you move, God moves. Hallelujah. But let's pray before we begin. Father, thank you. Thank you for this word. I pray that every listener under the sound of my voice will be stirred to take action. Open their ears to hear, their hearts to receive, and their faith to move. Let heaven back every obedient step they take. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a call. This is a call to move. Move. You see, throughout the Bible, God has always responded to faith in motion. See, faith isn't just believing. It's believing enough to move. My God. James 2:17 says, faith without works is dead. Come on now. Let's talk about it. See, that means that faith isn't complete until it's acted upon. You can pray fast and speak declarations, but if you never move, you'll stay in the same place. See, God is waiting on your movement. Think about it. When God told Abram to leave his country, he didn't give him a map. He gave him a word. A word. This word is going to be delightful. It's going to be filling. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And see, and the moment Abram moved, the covenant began. Hebrews 11:8 says, by faith, Abraham obeyed and went out, not knowing where he was going. Listen, God will not show you everything. Sometimes the only direction you'll get is go. Go, people of God. Hallelujah. And when you go, heaven starts aligning the resources. Oh my God. He begins to align the resources, the people, and the favor you need. Hallelujah. The resources are already ready. They're waiting on you. They're waiting on you. The people, the resources. They're waiting. With favor. Hallelujah. So let's look at Joshua 3 verse 13 to 17. When the Israelites were about to cross into the promised land, the Jordan River was overflowing. God gave Joshua a word. When the priest's feet touched the water, the water will part. Now imagine if they waited for the water to part before stepping in. Come on now. Let's talk about it. See, some of us, we waiting for everything to be perfect. We waiting for that money. We waiting. Ah, that's not what God said or meant when he said wait on the Lord. Let's be clear. In waitings, there's action as well. Hallelujah. That's another one, but we'll go back. Let's go back. What if they had waited for the water to part? Ah, come on now. My God. If they did, they would still be standing on the riverbank. But when their feet moved, God moved. When their feet moved, God moved. That's what I call the Jordan principle. Mm-hmm. See, heaven responds to faith-filled movement. Move. See, you can't stay in fear and expect breakthrough. You can't stand still and expect rivers to part. Sometimes you gotta step into the water while it's still flowing. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Oh Jesus. Your Spirit, Holy Spirit, help me. My God. See, heaven backs obedience. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28:1-2. Says, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. The blessings are chasing obedience, not comfort. Oh my God. The blessings are chasing obedience and not comfort. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, people of God. The blessings are chasing obedience. Obedience is greater than sacrifice, people. When you obey, heaven backs you. Oh my God. Oh, we finna be lit this morning at work. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on. We are lit this morning. We are lit this morning. Hallelujah. This is how we start our week. Hallelujah. Move. Move. See, Peter experienced this in Luke 5, verses 4 through 6. Jesus said, launch. Launch. Hold on, y'all. That's Nathan.
Wait, bye.
Jesus said to him, in Luke 5:4-6, launch out into the deep and let down your nets. My God. Peter said, Lord, we've toiled all night and caught nothing, but at your word, we'll let down the net. And when he did, the nets broke with the blessing. Hallelujah. You see that? God didn't fill the nets while they were folded on the boat. He filled them when Peter obeyed the word and moved. Obey the word and act on it. Hallelujah. See, there are some blessings that won't show up until you move. Mark 16:20. Because now I want to speak about the partnership of faith. Come on now. Mark 16:20 says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. See, God works with movers. He partners with action. Come on now. He didn't say, sit still and I'll move. He said, go into all the world and preach. Go. And as they went, he worked with them. See, that's the rhythm of divine partnership. Come on now. God says, you move, I'll multiply. You step, I'll strengthen. You speak, I'll confirm. Hallelujah. See, heaven works in sync with your faith. Your faith. Not the faith of your mother, not the faith of your brother, not the faith of anyone else but yours. Yours. Hallelujah. So, let's be real. Let's be real. The biggest reason many of us don't move is fear. Fear of failure. Fear of what people will think. Fear of not having enough. I've been there. Oh my. But 2 Timothy 1 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear." He has not given us that. Mm-mm. But he has given us power and of love and a sound mind. See, fear paralyzes, but faith mobilizes. Come on. And some of you listening right now, you've prayed for change. But God is saying, the change begins when you move. When you move. Move. Stop waiting for perfect timing. Stop waiting for the approval of others. Stop waiting for everything to make sense. See, sometimes we treat God like our uncle or man. When he do what he do, it won't make sense. It won't even look, come on now. See, the supernatural and how God works. He just say, and then it is. Ah. Come on, I need some testimony. Somebody talk to me. Have you ever had a experience where you knew it was God? For instance, have you ever lost your keys out in public? You knew you lost them because there was a hole in your pocket. Hallelujah. And as you're scrambling, you're looking around. And you walk to the car because you hear the Holy Spirit say, go to the car. And the keys are on the trunk of the car. Now think about this. You didn't go to the trunk. None today. He wanted to let you know it was I. Hallelujah. Come on. See, God'll do exactly what he said he'll do. He's never lied. He's never said anything that didn't happen. But if you, based on your faith, which we just said faith is what? Obeying and moving on the word he told you. Move on what God already said. Movement is worship. Did you know that? Because movement is obedience. And obedience is greater than sacrifice. So when we obey God, by moving in faith, hallelujah, that is a form of worship. Come on now, talk to me. Romans 12:1 says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Holy and acceptable to God, which is now hear me. Come on now. Pay attention. pay attention. Your reasonable service. Let me make this simpler. Or more simple for my grammar people. Every act of obedience is a form of worship. When you move in obedience, you're saying, God, I trust you more than my logic. You're worshiping with your walk. You're worshiping with your yes. You're worshiping with your faith in motion. See, heaven takes notice when you move with the heart. With the heart to honor him. My God. See, when you move in alignment with heaven, God accelerates what's been delayed. Think of Elijah in 1 Kings 18. When Elijah obeyed God and prayed for rain, the clouds formed and rain came after years of drought. Years of drought. But before that miracle, Elijah told Ahab, get up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of the abundance of rain. See, faith moves before manifestation. Some of you are about to step into a divine acceleration the moment you move, because the anointing for forward motion is already on you. Hallelujah. This is how we start in Monday. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. So, maybe God is calling you to move spiritually, to deepen your prayer life. Maybe he's calling you to move relationally, to forgive someone or reconcile. Maybe he's calling you to move in purpose, to start the ministry, write the book, launch the business, or step out in faith. Whatever it is, heaven is waiting for your obedience. You don't need everything figured out. You just need to trust the one who already has. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. He shall. Not he might. He shall. When you move, he directs. When you act, he aligns. Come on now. Hallelujah. When you trust, he transforms. My God. The bread for the children. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. See, every miracle in Scripture began with someone moving. Moses stretched his staff. The widow poured out her last oil. The lepers walked toward the priest before they were healed. The woman with the issue of blood pressed through the crowd. Oh my. Each movement became a moment of manifestation. So I declare this prophetically. This is your moment of movement. Heaven is waiting for your obedience. When you move, the supernatural will respond. Hallelujah. See, you might be thinking, but what if I fail? Listen, Failure is not final when faith is present. I'm going to say it again. Failure is not final when faith is present. Come on. Even if you take a wrong turn, God has a way of rerouting your destiny. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. See, when you operate in purpose, when you are moving in faith, it all works out. So even if you may have taken a wrong turn out of frustration, whatever caused you to make that turn, hey, look, get back to him. He gonna reroute it. He got you. You don't have to see the full staircase. You just have to take the next step. Repeat after me. Lord, I will move in faith. I will not be paralyzed by fear. Heaven is backing me. As I move, divine favor goes before me. As I step, doors open for me. When I move, God moves. Now breathe that in. That's alignment with heaven. Hallelujah. I think that's it. Because it's Monday. We got to get ready for work and things. So, I love you guys. Let's pray. Then I'm going to get you out of here. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for every listener right now. Thank you for stirring their hearts to move in faith. Break every chain of fear, doubt, and hesitation. Give them the boldness of Joshua, the obedience of Abraham, and the perseverance of Peter. Hallelujah. Lord, as they move with them. As they obey, let heaven back them. As they step out, let signs, wonders, and favor follow. We decree and declare this is a season of divine movement. Every door that's been shut will open in Jesus' name. Every delay will be turned into acceleration. And every act of obedience will release a heavenly response. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you guys for joining me today here on Unveiled by Grace. If this episode bless you, share it with someone who needs the courage to move. Remember, you are not alone. When you move, God moves. Stay rooted in grace, walk in faith, and keep unveiling his truth. Until next time, God bless you. This is your brother, David Abraham. Shalom. Hallelujah.